I love it when our next guest is here on Mondays, because it seems like that's when we need him most. Sean Mozell is a certified consulting hypnotist. He's at the Wilmette Stop Smoking Center and Hypnosis Center. He's trained in pain management, hypnotism, medical hypnotism, and he has also trained thousands of people on the subject of relaxation conditioning and stress reduction. It's what we need. On a Monday, or any day now, I guess. Right, Sean?
Yes, it's always helpful. Good morning.
You know, with all the talk about the Pope, I want to ask you something. Prayer and meditation, it's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. Prayer, meditation. Einstein called it focused daydreaming. Up to 1912, it was called relaxation therapy. It's a focused, relaxed state.
You know, I was reading a book over the weekend that included a quote from Gandhi about sleep. Gandhi said, "Each night when I go to sleep, I die. And the next morning when I wake up, I am reborn." The goal of meditation is kind of to get in that sleep state, isn't it? And just whatever comes in your head just comes in, and you're supposed to let it in and out.
Yeah, what you're calling a sleep, they're talking theta, delta. Meditation is alpha, theta. It's a focused, relaxed state. In order to do that, you just have to relax a bit physically, but you got to also just mentally relax. But in order to mentally relax, you got to physically relax. A little catch 22. Simple, though. Very simple.
Yeah, it seems simple on paper, but what happens when most people try to meditate or just sort of calm down is they can't stop thinking about the to-do list. Right.
Yes. And a good way to do that is just focus on a sound in your environment. Literally, just focus. How about just on your intake breath and your outtake breath? It's called that also the space between a thought. And it's literally just a space between a thought. So if you can, as Deepak Chopra says, if you want to meditate, start off with 5 minutes of trying to stay calm and relaxed.
Yeah, I think a lot of people still misunderstand meditation. You don't need to go up on a mountain and take a vow of silence. You can do it while you're driving. I mean, hopefully you'll still be aware of the road, but you can do it anywhere, anytime, can't you?
Absolutely. And you want to milk it. Like when you're standing outside and you see a beautiful tree or even a squirrel or a bird, just sit there and get in the moment of it. You're not analyzing. You're just being aware. Being aware of where you are at this moment.
And also you need to be aware of the thoughts you're dwelling on, and then you need to adjust them, and those thoughts come fast, don't they?
Yes, you have 60,000 thoughts a day, and 90% of them are on the loop. There's only two types of thought current. There's a current of fear, worry, anxiety, and anger. That doesn't feel good. But then if you can get to a spot where you have a good-feeling thought on whatever subject you're contemplating, you want to have good feeling thoughts on a regular basis. And you know that it's called momentum. If you have a thought for 17 seconds, automatically without your blessing, it will automatically attract another group of thoughts to match that frequency. And by the time you get to 4:17 seconds, a minute 8, you can feel it in your body. So you know what you've been thinking by how you're feeling at this exact moment.
It's kind of hard to have two thoughts at the same time, isn't it?
Yes. So are you thinking what's going to calm you down? I've got this. I'm blessed. Are you being appreciative? Are you being aware of where you are? Or are you thinking of the past where you get a little saddened, or the future where you get a bit anxious? You see, in order to do this type of stuff, you have to be in the moment.
How come when you're driving and just you're letting your thoughts go, you don't seem to automatically go to a nice vacation memory, something positive? It seems to more often than not be about something that's troubling you.
Yes, but what's super interesting right now is the new sixth sense, is that limbic part of the brain. This is the part of the brain that controls your mental, emotional being. And it's only O-N-L-Y, programmed by the words you dwell on. That's the new sixth sense. And that's why the first 17 seconds in the morning, or as you're falling asleep, dwell or ruminate on what is good. What are you appreciative? That's a habit, habitual thoughts. So start taking control. It was a Buddha that says everything that we have in our life arises with our thinking. With our thinking, we make our world.
So when you are helping somebody quit smoking or somebody dealing with pain, how does what you just said play into what you teach?
When you change your thinking, this is not positive mental thinking. This is about taking control of your biology. This is intelligence. Think what feels good. And that is the trick. I know it's a simple wording, but you have to take control of your current. What they mean is, what are you going to dwell on? How about this in the morning? I take full responsibility for my life. I've got this. Things work out. Think three things that you're super appreciative of.
Nobody doubts the mind-body connection, but I think people don't realize the power of the mind over the body.
There is a rule of the subconscious, so what is expected is usually realized, and what you're dwelling on determines your life. So just be in the moment, be appreciative of what is, and that will automatically de-stress the cortisol. You see, when a person gets stressed, PTSD or normal day-to-day stress, everyday problems with everyday people, you want to take time out to de-stress your beautiful brain.
Are you big on visualization?
Oh, absolutely, because a picture is worth a thousand words. Before you get out of bed, see one thing you're going to be doing that today. You're seeing it in the future, already happened, and feel it. Feel it. You're seeing the future. That's what a prayer. You're saying a prayer for what is expected, and you're seeing it, and you let it go. What I mean by seeing, you visualize the past, but we want to imagine what you have not yet seen. And if you can control that, it's so beneficial for your nervous systems, for your whole body. I heard earlier about the cancer and meditation on your show here. There is nothing better for your immune system than learning how to quiet your mind and relax the body simultaneously. That is in immunity.
Yeah, you see Major League Baseball players, hitters, all the time taking those deep breaths.
Correct.
Right?
When anytime you inhale and exhale, this is a good one. Anytime you exhale longer than you inhale, you instantly slow down your heart, which means your brain slows down, which means your heart is pumping more blood in and out. The circulation is you increase your well-being. You produce those chemicals that are needed for a positive optimism.
Hope if you're in a traffic jam now, you heard that and do that. On Sunday when I play softball, I'm going to visualize myself hitting a home run before I step up to the plate.
How about just a good feeling swing and you're feeling good running the first?
I'll take it. Sean Mozell. Continuing with Sean Mozell, who is a certified consulting hypnotist and is at the Wilmette Stop Smoking Center and Hypnosis Center. I've mentioned this before when we first started having Sean on, and we like to do this every few months. People emailed us, called us, texted us, and they were questioning kind of what is this all about? This sounds a little nutty. And now people are always contacting us saying, when are you going to have Sean Mozell back on? So glad you're here with us today, Sean. We need this more than ever. Let's talk a little bit about, well, first I want to follow up on something we talked about, breathing. You know, we've all heard if you're nervous, you're in a situation where you're tense, you know, take a deep breath. But it's the exhale that's really important, isn't it? What does that do?
Well, when you get stressed, when you're feeling a bit anxious, it most likely is you've cut down your breathing. You're breathing maybe 30 to 40% less and you're not exhaling. When you don't exhale correctly, when you take a deep breath in, your lungs expand, the alveoli expand, those are the air sacs, and then when you do a long exhalation, that's what gets rid of the carbon dioxide buildup. When you do not exhale, or when you breathe less breathing, deep breathing, and you exhale less, your carbon dioxide builds up, and that's what can cause a jitteriness. So you see the batter who will do a vigorous exhalation. That gets rid of the carbon dioxide buildup. Now they're focused and they're in the moment.
So you're going to give a speech, you're nervous, do the same thing.
Absolutely. Or if you're in traffic, a couple deep inhalations and a long exhalation. Do three of them. Belly breathing. Push the belly out as you inhale and exhale. Press your belly in. That's getting rid of the carbon dioxide. The lungs, the heart, and the brain work together, and you're producing instantly Prozac, serotonin, anti-inflammatory codeine. Your brain produces a codeine, anti-pain. It's called endorphins, and you produce melatonin. And when melatonin builds in the brain bank, it's also for focus, concentration, and confidence. So long exhalation. Breathe in and long, double that exhalation. Do two or three of them. Instant improvement. Instant.
The body's a miracle. I mean, we've got all these great natural chemicals within us.
Over 3,000.
And one more thing about those intrusive thoughts that we were talking about and how to stop them. Mindfulness is really the answer, isn't it?
It's correct. See, you cannot be in the moment when you're stressed. You have to be in mindfulness. You have to be in the moment, not in the past and not in the future.
All right, let's get a moment of Zen here going, and you can do this no matter where you are or what you're doing, and again, if you're driving, don't leave us completely, but Sean Mozell will now get us set up so we can enjoy this moment of Zen. Namaste. Is that the right way to get people back to consciousness,
that's
Sean?
That's a nice step. So just good feeling thoughts on whatever subject you're dwelling on, and you are in charge of what you dwell on, the new sixth sense.
Sean Mozell from the Wilmette Stop Smoking Center and Hypnosis Center. Thank you, Sean. Come back again soon,
Thank
will you?
Right place, right time.